Alumni of the venerable Dobbins Technical High School in North Philadelphia are furious over a change to the school's admissions policy. For the first time, Dobbins will accept students through a lottery instead of a merit-based application process. The same will go for students at Philadelphia's three other vocational high schools. The change has opened up a debate over what is the fairest way to accept students and what's best for the schools. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
When Richard Yankowitz started as a teacher at Dobbins in 1969, the school was so full, students had to come in shifts.
Some students started their day at 7 in the morning, and some didn't start until, it was a quarter of 10.
And to even get on one of those shifts, you had to pass an entrance test. It was those high standards, Yankowitz says, that gave Dobbins a citywide reputation as a top school.
So why in the world are you going to try to take away what's good in the city and just make it another so-so school?
It's an easy answer, says Superintendent William Height. Equity. Height wants every kid who is interested in one of the vocational programs at Dobbins to have at least a chance of getting in.
If children are interested in pursuing cosmetology or building trades, I want the children into those programs.
All this drills down to a bigger issue about high schools in Philadelphia. There are all sorts of choices. Schools with high standards gobble up a lot of the motivated students. Schools that serve everyone end up with tougher-to-teach children. The Dobbins community is worried that it's going to end up in the latter camp.
You can't destroy what was once great, and that's what's going to happen.
So what should Philly do with its specialty schools? Should it open the door wide or keep the standards high? Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.